James, chapter 1. James, a servant of God, and of the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, to the 12 tribes of the dispersion, greetings. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you are encircled with various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, and let patience work in you until it is complete, so that you may be mature and perfected with not one virtue missing. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to everyone liberally, without criticizing them, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, without vacillating in his commitment to the Lord. For he who vacillates is like the waves of the sea driven by the wind and tossed to and fro. For that man should not imagine that he will receive anything from the Lord, since he is a person of two minds, and therefore is unstable in all his ways. But let the brother of low social status rejoice in his high spiritual ranking, and the rich rejoice in his abasement, because, like the flowers of the grasses, his riches will disappear. For when the sun rises with the scorching wind and dries out the grass, it causes the flowers to fall off, and the beauty of their faces is lost. So also the wealthy man, together with his activities, will fade away. Blessed is the man who endures trials, for after he has been thoroughly tested and approved, he will receive the crown of God's life, which the Lord promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, "I am tempted by God," for God is incapable of being tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each man is tempted when he is lured away by his own carnal cravings and caught in a trap. Then the carnal craving, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it grows up, produces death. Don't be led away from the truth, my beloved brethren. Every good thing and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, with whom there is no uncertainty or shadow of deviation. Through his own decision, he generated his own life in us through the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of crowning glory of his creation. With this in mind, my beloved brethren, let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. For human anger does not result in the expression of God's righteousness. Therefore, having put aside all immoral filth and abundant evil, receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to completely save your souls. But be those who put the word into practice, and not someone who just hears it, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is merely a hearer of the word, but doesn't practice it, he is like a man who sees his natural face in a mirror. He sees himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what he looked like. But he who looks deeply into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and continues there, not being merely a forgetful hearer, but one who practices it, this man will be blessed in what he does. If anyone among you thinks of himself as being religious, yet doesn't keep a rein on his tongue, but instead deceives himself, this man's religion is useless. Religion which is spotless and pure before our God and Father is this: to visit the orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself uncontaminated by the world. This is the end of James, chapter 1. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.